Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to go to friends.
Israel, we here. Once again, the Most High Yah, through our blessed Messiah and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, has saw fit to bring us through another week. He has, and for that we bless His holy name. Man, I don't believe what happened to me today, though. So I'm in the garage, I'm picking up this tote, right? Big old tote. Heavy. And I got this shelf, it's like, it's way up there, like 7 foot. And the only thing I see is the speed square in the package. I didn't see the sledgehammer that was under the speed square. I was about to pick that tote up, man. I was up there, I feel like getting that thing off. Pow! I mean, a thump. I said, first I paused for a second ago. Because I was finna see if I was getting ready to knock. You know what I mean? It hit me hard. I mean hard. It came down to our thump. Hard. Man, I sit there. I said, so I kind of walked over to the house. Give me an ice pack. It still came up, though. Ooh-wee. I said, man, I ain't been hit that hard in a long time. I said, probably the only thing preserved me was when I was a little child, I used to climb up those project steps. This concrete and got the iron metal thing. I used to climb up there when I was little and get at the top and just throw myself down the step. Called my mom and dad to fight all the time because nobody was watching me. I get down the bottom, I be, that's the reason why my head all shaped like a dang Mount Everest, man. Well, I got valleys and depressions and hilltops, and I don't know if I had another lump on top of it, but that sledgehammer hit like a 2-ton heavy stick, boy. Can y'all imagine that? Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, glory, glory, glory. Hey, we got Ellis, Brother Ellis, the Hebrew in here. Biko ain't been here in a long time. You been here in a while. Is this your first time? Biko, first time. And Biko's been here working on the land. Well, if you on vacation, so you decide to come and spend your vacation working with the Hebrews.
No, okay, but man.
As y'all can see, I've been trying my best to not only keep y'all abreast of social, political, economic perspectives and point of views, but I've actually been speaking to us a lot over on the Patreon. If you don't have our Patreon, too bad. Too bad, because I've been dropping some knowledge that our people need to hear. I'm serious. I've been dropping it, man. Left and right. And not only that, man, it's just a beautiful thing. Because you see, I keep telling people all the time that y'all think that what y'all getting on YouTube is what we getting on Patreon, and y'all are sadly mistaken in a major way. But anyway, I got an announcement I go ahead and need to make right here. Hey, check this out. Y'all need to write this down if possible, okay? And by the way, let's go ahead and do this drill real quick. How am I coming in? Y'all know the drill. If I'm coming in good, 10. If I'm coming in bad, 1. Use the scale in between that. Hallelujah. Man, I've been seeing a lot of you this year.
Yeah, I'm trying to make my rounds.
Make your round. Your brother's up there in Arkansas, man, Arkansas. You know I used to live in Arkansas?
That's right. Yeah, well, I did hear you. stationed out there.
Yeah, I was stationed at Fort Smith, Arkansas, and then, of course, headquarters was down in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have, I know you don't know about Joint Readiness Training Center. It's one of those skills centers that train the top people in the military, you know what I mean? It's pretty ugly. I mean, it's pretty bad. People die during training exercise, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I lived there about a year and a half, I think I did, about a year and a half. So I was forward up at Fort Smith. We come down to Little Rock, and then, but they mostly would come up for rotation like that, at least 15, 20 days every month. So, yeah, I know how bad y'all roads are. They are the worst.
Terrible.
I don't know, Alabama is pretty close, though, man. Alabama's running neck and neck, though. And they still ain't done nothing about them yet, have
they? They do construction, but they've been doing it for about 2 years now.
Jeez.
That's to get accomplished.
Yep. But, all right, so we're planning on having a whole bunch of shirts. And if anybody knows about the quality of our hoodies, it's been a long time since we put out the hoodies. Only thing about the hoodie deals is that you're going to have to send payment up front. Because, well, JRTC is at Fort Polk now. I was in JRTC. I was in Op 4. JRTC. And when they were at Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then I was also there when we moved to Fort Polk, Louisiana. So I'm old school. Old school. You know, Louisiana's a nasty, vile place. Man, in those woods, I have never in my life. They got animals down there that they don't even have on National Geographic or the Mutual Omaha or Wild Kingdom. Man. I mean, that stuff down there, man, I'm like, what is this stuff, man? They got big snakes too, boy. Big ones. I'm like, and we down here playing army and this stuff? I remember them brothers, not them brothers, I mean them white boys. An armadillo came through our camp because we all sleep with rucksacks next to trees, man. Man, they pulled off. They're beating you tough, man, and they surrounded that booger. Trapped him, man, and they killed that thing, and knifed him and broke. Next thing you know, boy, they had that book on a fire turning. Hey, Sergeant Dow, you want some? Tastes like chicken. I said, y'all go ahead, man. Give me the MREs and crackers, man. Give me the MRE crackers and cheese. I'm good, man. He said, no, man, take it out, man. This stuff is good. Y'all keep eating. I don't eat no damn armadillo. This ain't like a rat, man. And mine's, I wouldn't eat steak then. I wouldn't eat rat then. I'm not eating no rat now. Everything tastes like chicken. This depends on how tough it is, though. But anyway, back to the hoodies. You need to send your payment, check a money order, with your size and your telephone number to the ministry address, which is 540 West Main Street, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. It's usually down in the description. Whenever I make videos on YouTube, it's there. Now, listen. The cutoff date is August 25th. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you go up to the cutoff date, chances are you probably won't get it. It'll have to be shipped to you in the mail. It probably will have to be shipped to you in the mail because you probably ain't going to get it. Ranger said, hell no, I'm not eating that nasty stuff. Mm-mm. But, so if you're serious now, our hoodies, they're not that thin. As a matter of fact, you can actually wear those hoodies for almost like jackets in the wintertime. Or how thick they are and the quality are. Am I telling the truth, Keith?
No, they're warm.
Them things are warm, man. We usually wear them all winter long around here. Work. And it's got the shield, the logo on the shield, big. And Stuttgart on the front of it. And so it's really nice. But, you know, the cost of it, and mind you, we usually ain't trying to make no money off of none of this anyway. We're just glad to get the apparel out to the people. But we usually give it to y'all extremely close to our cost. I mean, if you do a hoodie or something like that, and let's say if the hoodie at the time, I don't know what it is now, it was $45. So we turn around and we put an offer out there and tell you can get them for $50. That don't even cover postage and handling and then travel, the time, the energy, labor, and everything. It don't cover none of that. It don't. Postage is more than that now. You know what I mean? So if you're gonna send them, if you're gonna come up here, I mean, if you're gonna order, you need to order them to be able to pick them up at Tabernacle so you don't have to pay this system for that crazy postage and handling. You know, I've always been against the system. Always have been against the system. I've always talked about circulating money within Israel and putting as less as we can possible out into the economy. Seems to be working pretty well for those who can receive it. If you can receive it. There's a lot of things, you know, if y'all listen to old Pastor Dow here, you would not believe how much heartache it would save you from. You would not believe how it would prosper your life.
Yes.
If you would just not only listen to take heed, but you have the mind with the intent to actually follow. No, really. Today, people don't listen to gain knowledge. They listen to interpret what they think you said.
Ooh.
That's the reason why people are arguing and fussing every time, because they're not listening with a critical ear.
Come on, man.
You don't hear a wisdom. They're always trying to listen to interpret. Well, what are you trying to see? That's the problem anyway.
Come on, bro.
I keep trying to tell folks, ain't nobody like you. Mm. Hmm? Ain't nobody like you. So, all right. We got blowing the trumpets.
Hallelujah.
Nightfall, 14 September, a few days early this year.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Nightfall, 14 September, sure is. Man, we're going to be busy. Then we got Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. On the start of the other Sabbath. 4 days after that, then we start Tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
Man. That's some of my best sleeping. Is when I'm sleeping out there in that tent. And it's cool outside, too. And night is a beautiful thing. Well, anyway, hey, we're glad that each and every last one of you here tonight. So if you know anybody who would like to actually be here, especially during this particular broadcast, you may want to go over there and send them a communique via Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever have you. I don't know all the stuff out there. I don't deal with too much, but you may want to get it out there and they want to listen to it, because I was just talking with the brothers in here, and I said, is it not amazing how that everything that the scripture says is all right? It's lawful. It's legal. Now, I'm going to say lawful. I'm going to say lawful. Everything that Yah approves of, the world hates and Christian hates. The world hates and Christian hates. And that's the problem with some of you out there. Some of you think you got these people out there that seem to be of somewhat. They call themselves ministers. They don't even know what a minister is. If I was to ask them what a minister was and give me the biblical definition, they'll sit there and look like a deer in the headlights.
Mm,
and I'm going to say it again. Listen, just because somebody has 100-something thousand subscribers on YouTube don't mean that they have a following.
Mm.
Where y'all get that from? I mean, I have over 200,000 people on YouTube, and I don't have 200,000 people in the ministry.
Come on,
Chef. How do y'all calculate this stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a big following. Okay, show it to me. There's a lot of people out there got a lot of subscribers.
Yeah.
That don't mean that they're showing up every single Sabbath to get taught.
True. That is very
true.
True. And the majority of these videos out here that people make today is basically preferences. It's their personal preference that they're trying to present as truth. The word is truth.
Yes, yes.
And the word became flesh.
Yes.
Yes.
And they dwelt among us.
Yes.
And you're going to see that the word that was yesterday is the same today.
Yes.
And it's still the same forever.
Yes.
And most people going to be disappointed. We all going to find out we're going to be drinking that new wine.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be reclining with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. New music is going to be playing.
Jesus.
Oh. Have a drink on me. They said, that pastor, you know, they say, look at it. Look at what kind of, this is a new devil right here.
Ooh.
He's drinking and preaching. I ain't preaching. This is Blog Talk Radio. You want to see preaching? Come check me out tomorrow. I'll show you some preaching. Huh? But do we cover biblical subjects? Yeah, because of ignoramuses like you that don't know what the book says. And don't worry about it. I did say something about genogenesis, but man, there's a lot of people out there exposing genogenesis. But you know, it is amazing that he can debate Muslims, he can debate rappers, he can debate all these other people, but when it comes to people who have a true knowledge of the word, a good handle on the word, crickets.
He's a track star.
What do you say?
He's a track star.
Track star. Track star. He's running, boys. I tell you, buddy, he ain't never seen nobody. If you ever seen somebody stand up and act like that they was set for the defense of the gospel and the message, that they will so what? Hey, bless you, brother Pete Rambo. Good to see you there, my brother.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen people sitting up in there, man, and acting like they will so what? Hey, listen, we are men of truth. Do we know all the truth? No, we don't. That's obvious. But the truth we do know, we live. That's the difference. Most people have a mental sense of what truth is, but it comes from the same culture that we all been reared and raised in. It's mostly just abstract. It's all in the mind and the head. See, most people believe that it is good to have knowledge of what the word says, but it's not advantageous for you to live it, though.
Come on. Come on.
But the book disagrees with that. The book says, blessed are not the hearers of the word, but the doers.
Yes.
They that preach the gospel must live of the gospel. Amen. So that throws off. And that repulses and rebuffs 99% of you people who say to you people of the book. Now, the one thing I do have to address here tonight is what happened to the honor and respect that the hoary-headed people used to receive? You know, most of us, we grew up in families that when you seen an old man, you automatically have respect for him.
That's it.
It don't make no difference what road he's untraveled or where he's been.
Yep.
You automatically have respect for him because one reason why you have respect for him because he's still living and made it this far in life.
Yep.
He got something to offer. You ain't there yet. But today, no honor, no respect whatsoever at all. None. None whatsoever at all. It's just sad. Well, anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about drinking. What does the scripture say? As opposed to what men say. Now, let me say this. Just because we're talking about the truth of what the Bible says about wine and strong drink, that doesn't mean that you have to be a partaker. You don't have to drink wine. You don't have to drink strong drink. You don't. You can be perfectly fine with grape juice and Ocean Spray. Kool-Aid. I wouldn't advise Kool-Aid. Because, I mean, you can drink a glass of beer and be fine, but you eat a bag of sugar, it could probably kill you.
Yeah.
So which one is better for you?
That's true.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, most of you live on false theology of Christian dumb and religious perspectives, but you don't know the truth of the word. Then the first thing you do is you go look for all the scriptures that you say is condemning wine. I got the same word that you got. But not only do I have the same word you have, but I go read the stuff that you don't read. You know, the stuff that you conveniently avoid. You know, it's the proverbial elephant in the room, but let's don't talk about that. thing you were going to cover this earlier this week. Well, go ahead and still cover it, my brother. We need more voices out there.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how that wine was not only created for man, but also for Yah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes.
And we're going to prove that, too.
Uh-oh.
Boy, boy, boy. But the Bible, just like with polygyny, the Bible has never called polygyny sin. You call it sin, but you ain't God. you don't write scriptures. Just like with that, the scriptures never, ever, ever call alcohol consumption sin. I dare you to find it. What it does do is it condemns drunkenness.
Yes,
drunkenness is a lifestyle for a few people out there. Abstinence, I'm going to say it again, abstinence is mostly associated with doctrines of demons. Because the book says, all things are lawful for me, but they're not expedient. They're not profitable. I'm wise enough, that if I go to a place and then I see a brother there who's weak in the faith, I don't want to lay a stumbling block in front of his brother, especially around the culture environment he's been brought up in. I have the type of discipline that I don't have to have a drink. As a matter of fact, this is my first beer this week. I guess I'm an alcoholic. I guess I'm a damn alcoholic now. I mean, damn, they talk about me like a dog out here. All these social media gave y'all some courage like you wouldn't believe. Well, actually, this is my second beer. I had one earlier, then I had this one. But this is my first time this week drinking beer. Boy, I'm like, what kind of company am I in? Not only are we going to show you what the scripture says, but with so many of you Christians out there, we're going to go to your historians and read their quotes and what they said, because y'all hold them in high regard. So, what is truth? Who's telling the truth? And what is lies? Abstinence is a doctrine of demons. And here's there's plenty of evil to go around for everybody. But we don't associate with evil. We associate with good. Now, historical facts first. We're going to lay this out here real fast. Jesus turned water into wine. He did not turn it into ocean spray or grape juice. That's a fact. Up until the 1800s, somebody say 1800s.
1800.
That's 1,800 years. There was no such thing as grape juice in the history of mankind. Dr. Thomas Welch, y'all know Welch, right? Welch's grape juice invented a way to stop the Yah-given fermentation process. And he came up with grape juice.
Wow.
Go check me out. So that means people getting fooled for a long time. Alright. Now, we got to go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we have to realize, and let me say this. I know I'm going to get in trouble with a lot of people because of the way your mind been conditioned. I want y'all to listen to me really close. Y'all going to have to use some self-autonomy. Maybe for the first time in your life, you may have to put your thinking cap on. What the Bible says, all scripture. It's not talking about what you call New Testament. New Testament is not scripture. The only way that New Testament is scripture is when it is quoting scripture. What has already been written. Jesus told you, I can't tell you how many times. It is written. It is written. Paul wasn't even thought about when it was written.
No.
Jesus didn't quote Paul.
No.
Paul wrote letters. apostles do not write scripture. Scripture is solely the law and the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Period.
Yes.
Point blank. So all you people going around here call yourself New Testament. You don't even know what you're talking about. The New Testament, according to the prophets, is supposed to be written right here.
Yes.
And what is that then, if it's written right here? Scripture. Written on the tables of your heart.
Yes.
If I mean you, I know you're not going to make the kingdom. You're workers of iniquity. You are lawless people. So if the New Testament says something or implies something that is different than what Scripture says, there's nothing wrong with Scripture. There's something wrong with either the penmanship or there's something wrong with what somebody says. Now, we're talking about being an expert here. We're hitting it dead center. We're bringing it like you wouldn't. Come on.
Come on, sir.
Most people today, they can't handle that.
Come on, sir.
And most of you, I know it's a shocking thing when you hear stuff like this. It should be shocking. One reason why it's shocking, because you've been mesmerized and duped and deceived by lies all your life. Fairy tales. You believe in a rabbit laying eggs. You believe, you don't know in Christianity when they talk about sun. Sun is spelled S-O-N, but there's also an S-U-N. And Christianity is a sun-worshipping, S-U-N, religion. And you know that you are a sun-worshipper if you call Sunday the Sabbath. A rest, you're a sun-worshipper. You know you're a sun-worshipper if you call Christmas the birth of Messiah. You know you're a sun-worshipper if you celebrate Easter. Because there is no instruction in the whole of all Scripture that even hints remotely to telling you that the Sabbath has been done away with, has been repealed, has been abrogated. No, there's none of that. Nowhere in the whole of, I would say, Old and New Testament.
There you go. There you go.
Nowhere.
There's no instruction to tell us how to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. There's no instruction to tell us in any way, shape, fashion, or form, Easter. I know you go hear your fairy tales on Easter Sunday morning, and they start telling you stuff. Open up your Bible. You'll read the passage, and because you're ignorant of what the Word says, you automatically make the association. Why they running amok? And you know how it is in Christianity. Most of you don't even ever go to church but once a year on Easter. He's risen, but that don't mean you going to. Y'all need to know this. They need to know this. See, they got you thinking that if you can just mentally say, I believe Jesus. Come into my heart. Hallelujah, I'm saved. You think if you can say that one time, like some magic formula, you're going to get to the kingdom. You in trouble. You in some serious trouble. Hey, but there's a sucker born every day, isn't it? So anyway, let's get going. 1 Timothy 4, start at verse 1. Come on, we'll teach. Now, the Spirit speaks expressly. Now, is that a capital S or small s?
Capital.
So the capital S implies the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Yah is speaking a lot in the latter times. And what is that Spirit saying? Because Yah is a Spirit.
Yeah.
What is that Spirit saying?
That in the latter times.
So let me see. This was written 2,000 years ago.
Woo.
And before Messiah came, 4,000 years had already done passed. So do you think we're in a latter time?
Yes, sir.
That in the what times?
Latter.
What is going to happen in the latter times?
Some shall depart from the faith.
Okay. So some are going to do what? Leave the faith. Not leave church. Not leave religion. But leave the faith. Come on. Giving heed the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And how are they going to leave it? Because they're going to be listening to what?
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Something that is going to seduce them and mesmerize them is going to speak to their mind and give them an altered consciousness other than truth.
Wow.
And what else?
And doctrines of
devils. Teachings of demons. So they're going to depart because they're going to listen to some other wicked spirit that is 100% totally uninformed. And mind you, a lot of these doctors of devils are coming through humans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
False apostles.
Yeah.
Deceitful workers. Yeah. All these people who say that I am a Messiah or I am a Christ. Nah, nah, nah. Man, there's going to be some spirits jumping into these folks. And man, they're going to cause many people to depart from the faith. Read on.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
The hypocrites will speak lies. Come on.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
The conscience is so defiled and burned in. You know, normally when stuff is burned in, it's then use a hot iron, it finishes the process.
Mm.
You know, it genders towards a reprobate mind. Come on.
Forbidding to marry.
Oh, so there's a, let me see. They don't forbid unbiblical marriage, but it forbids biblical marriage. So this spirit tells you it's okay for a woman to marry a woman, a man to marry a man. It tells you, like T.D. Jakes says, I have evolved. Well, I've evolved even more so myself over the years. And I'm sure that homosexuals are going to hell. And lesbians are going to hell.
There you go, yeah.
I'm sure of that. And the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all they that forget Yah.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, churches out there, like Geno Jennings Church, they forbid you to marry. They tell you that once you're divorced, you can't get remarried. Find me that in the Word.
What?
Find me that. And by the way, I asked last week for someone to take that section that I spoke about. Then I asked like this. The phone call.
Yep.
And just make that video and then send it to me so I can post it. Nothing. Nothing. We spoke about quite a few things. I asked, just give us that segment. With all these tech team people we got in the ministry, nobody showed up. Nobody. I don't have time to learn all that. I just asked for that little segment so I can use it for the edification. The exhortation and comfort for some may be delivered because this is a man who was literally in First Church and got baptized by them. He decided to come on in and give his own testimony. Now, it sure would be nice if somebody could comply and then send us that. It would be nice. Read on.
And commanding to abstain from meat.
So we don't forbid biblical marriage. Christianity does, and many old churches do. And they don't command, look, check out. They command you by telling you, you can eat pork. You can eat everything that y'all said is unclean. You can eat it all. You can immerse yourself. You can even take a bath in it if you want to. You can buy a bunch of pork chops, put it in the bathtub, and just go ahead and take a bath with it. See, the key in the commanded to abstain from meat is knowing which meat Yah commanded us to abstain from, and only those people are the ones who believe and know the truth. Read on.
Which Yah has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
If you know anybody, can y'all imagine this? Y'all ready for this? Let us say grace. Heavenly Father, We do thank you for these pig feet and hog jaw and chitlins that you have set before us, these pork chops. We humbly ask that you will bless these and sanctify these for the use of our body. Do you think the Most High Yah is going to hear some nonsensical BS like that? Why? It goes against his law. But Yah, God cleaned it and cleansed it. Where do you get that from? I guarantee you cannot show me one place. You know, we're big on this. You can't show me one place in all of Old and New Testament where God cleansed and sanctified pork. That includes your pork chop pastors, like Geno Jennett. I can show you scripture to say that the lake is going to be your home. You keep eating that swine's flesh.
Yeah, that's true.
Read on.
For every creature of God's good.
That's, see, to y'all, as long as you pray over it. Ain't that what they say? Why is it that y'all would eat shrimps, but you won't eat maggots that come from flies?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
One come from the sea, the other one come from the land. And some of y'all love that shrimp, don't y'all? Don't you? You get that hot butter and dip it in there. Sea maggots. You pay a lot of money for it, too. Want you to save yourself the money, catch a bunch of damn flies. Put it in a bucket, let them lay larvae, get you a bunch of maggots. You got, it's a little bit smaller, but hey, you got you. You ain't got about rice. You got it right there. You despise cockroaches, but you eat what? Come on! Crawfish! Lobsters! Those are big cockroaches.
Yeah.
They're like the water bug cockroaches.
Yeah.
Huh? Isn't it a delicate to some of y'all ignorant folks out there that's breaking y'all's laws? Ooh! Wait! Mind you, we still talking about wine. We just ain't got past this yet. We got to set the tone real quick. Huh? And then you wonder why you're struggling in your health. I just had somebody I heard, my niece Nellie told me that somebody in the family went to the doctor. And they just immersed themselves, soaked themselves in pork. They did that all the time. And you know the first thing the doctor told them to do? Stop eating pork. What in the world? Why would the doctor go against God? And you say, I mean, didn't God cleanse it and sanctify it? But the doctor says, see, you want to defy God all day long. But when it comes to the doctor, oh, we got to obey that. Oh, hook, line, and sinker, we got to obey that.
Come on, Pastor.
Boom.
Come
on. Skunk is back on the menu, boys. I mean, in the South, man, if it moves, we eating it down here. They eat it down here. If it moves, it get ate. Down here, boy, they go possum hunting. Coon hunting. We used to have a guy in the book out called Coon. We call him Coon Dog. Let's read on, because we got to get out of here real quick. Let's get going.
Where every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused.
Ain't them Christians liars? Ain't they liars? Don't they make that, ain't that kind of an insult to your integrity as a man that you believe this crap?
Yeah.
You even preached it at times.
Definitely.
Come on.
If it be received with thanksgiving.
All you got to do is be received and received with thanksgiving. And with thanksgiving. Whether
therefore you eat or drink,
what do you eat or what?
Or drink.
Or drink. And it's on my wine. And they ain't talking about eating pig. It's on my wine. And whatsoever what?
You do?
Do what?
Do all to the glory
to
of God.
To the glory of God.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
hallelujah.
To the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And by the way, this is you false brother called Nephilim. We got your little communicate, you false brother, you false. I can't call you nothing else, but you just a soft and feminine false man. But look at this. I'm to the glory of Yah, I drink this blue label.
Hallelujah.
You stop misrepresenting me by trying to say I drink Tito's and Jack Daniels. Take them bottles off that picture and get it right.
Right.
So whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yah. Father, bless this beer right here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was drink on me.
Thank you.
And these hypocritical mockers think we actually make it slight a light of the word. That's what they think, though, right? Now, here we go. We're going to the scriptures. To Helium. Psalms 104, verse 14 and 15. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Read.
He called this. The grass to grow.
Who calls the grass to grow for the cattle? Y'all does. All right, come on with it.
And the herb for the service of man.
Wait a minute. And the herb for the service of man. Come on.
That ye may bring forth food out of the earth.
So that's what y'all does it for. The cow, we got black angels out here and manager, right? So these big black cows eat green grass and bring forth white milk and all of that, but we can eat them. So I'm vegan. Don't tell me I ain't vegan, damn it.
Right.
I'm eating a cow that's eating grass.
There you go.
He got a vegetarian diet.
There you go. Thank God.
And then he says, for the herb of the field, not the herb for the what? Serves the man. The herbs are surfacing us. Isn't that right? They may bring forth food out of the earth. Now watch this. Read verse 15 of 104.
And wine that makes glad the heart of man.
Come on. Hey, well, wait, one of y'all go ahead and give me a wine bottle. Maybe bring some Merlot in here. It's over in this sort of fruit tree, right? And wine that makes the heart
merry.
Glad, which is merry. And wine that make us glad the heart of man. I bet y'all never read that scripture. And that is scripture.
Yes, sir.
I bet you never read that scripture. You mean tell me that wine make us glad the heart of man? Yeah, man, we've been on this decoy lately.
Hallelujah.
That Merlot. Look.
Merlot.
That Merlot.
Merlot.
Woo, boy. Man. You people, I bet you never heard that in the Christian church. Not that one. They conveniently skip over that one. And watch this. Not only that, but what else?
And oil to make his face to shine?
What they're telling you. Don't wait till your ass get old to start using oil on your skin.
Oh, right.
Now, I'm a hypocrite in that. I'm truly a hypocrite. Mother girl, man, she's 56 years old, and her skin looks like a 20-year-old. Me, a bar of soap covers everything, and I
understand.
Hey, some people have a doctor out there that don't use soap. I'm using soap, then.
Yes, sir.
If I can't find some soap, I'm using potash. And most of you wouldn't know about that, so don't worry about it. You don't know nothing about woodcraft and leave it alone. All right? But I'll get it clean. So put some oil on you.
Yeah.
Make your face shine. And bread, which do what?
Which strengthens man's heart.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the bread of today. That's not my bread of yesterday, you know, when the soil wasn't depleted.
Oh, absolutely.
It was loaded with vitamins and minerals and everything you needed. You got vitamin E to the zenith.
Yeah, okay.
All right? But the book says that wine make us glad, happy, merry, the heart of man. I'm pretty happy.
Come on, sir.
no grape juice.
Hey, ain't no grape juice right here.
Happy.
All right. Song of Solomon. Chapter 7, verse 9. Shoot. I got a newsletter coming to you. Y'all know I got something. We may let a little bit out on this one right here, but not much, though. Come on. And the root of your mouth. And the roof of your mouth. Come on.
Like the best wine.
Like the best what?
Yeah.
Like the best what?
For my
beloved. Watch this.
It goes down sweetly.
It goes down what?
Sweetly.
How does it go down?
Sweetly.
How does it go down?
Sweetly.
It goes down how?
Sweetly.
Causing what?
Causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak.
Woo! I bet y'all ain't never read that in church. I bet you never read that in church. I guess it's been conveniently glossed over. I'll decide to reserve this until now. It's coming though. It's coming, I promise. So how many people know the difference between getting cheered and hammered drunk? I've been in this ministry a long time. I've never seen anybody hammered drunk. Who can say this? This is one of the first places that you can come amongst the Israelites. And we can make merry, have song, have dance, drink strong drink, beer, wine, praise Yah the whole time, and never one fight or one
conflict.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That is truth.
Try that in the Christian church. So then y'all want to try to come and tell us about the fruit of the Spirit?
Come on.
We living it.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Sirach, Ecclesiastes, chapter 31, verses 27 through 31. Whoa!
Come on,
teach, read loud.
Why?
Why is what?
Is as good as life to a man.
Hold on.
Wine
is as good as life to a man. You know, the French, they lead the world in having the lowest rate of heart disease. You know the reason why? They drink this almost every meal. You probably ought to consider having some wine for your dinner often. See, this stuff don't have to be refrigerated. If you want to chill, that's your preference.
Yeah.
But this stuff can be preserved for centuries because of the fermentation process. And this thing can be processed and bottled for 1,000 years. You can still open it and drink it. We dropping that truth, man. So wine is as good as life to a man. If it what?
If it be drunk moderately.
Moderately. So, no sin. Isn't that right? It doesn't say prohibition. Don't drink. It said if it be drunk what?
Moderately.
Automatically let you know it is approved to be able to be consumed.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
What is then to a man that is without a wife?
What are y'all living out there? You ain't got no wife. Ooh-wee. Boy, I can tell you what a nice little bottle of wine do for you and your honey.
Oh, yeah.
Bring on the honey.
Let's get it on. Sugar! Let's get it on. Let's make love, baby. Woo! Let's get it on. Y'all people don't know nothing about that. See, y'all living in this Gnostic environment. Y'all are immersed and baptized in a Gnosticism.
Yeah.
To where everything is evil. Everything that's sexual is evil.
Yeah.
Not to me, it ain't.
Mm.
Sex real pretty damn good.
Right.
That's why I keep doing it.
Thank you.
Bless you.
One of the great pleasures in life. One of the great pleasures in life.
Yeah. It's life.
Yeah. Ooh, if y'all wanna make me wanna get to this newsletter really fast. If I won't do that, I gotta get to bed at 6 o'clock, wake up at 12, because by the time 6-7 o'clock run around here, man, it's full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you, dearest Pastor Dow, Shabbat Shalom. Queen No Holoma, I guess. Thank you for your offering, sister. Keep on, we just getting cranked up. Write these scriptures down. Let's get it started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, teach, where you at?
Still in Sirach 31:27.
Read.
For it, why, was made to make men glad.
Is that the reason why y'all full of depression?
Oh, yeah.
Get a little bit of this. Come on, here straightway and dance with us, man.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man, get your dance on. Most of you wouldn't know about that because you're trying to take off when we get our dance on. Come on.
Why measurably drunk and in season brings gladness of the heart.
Whoa. Right now, I bet y'all never read none of these scriptures in Christendom, but it said measurably drunk in season brings gladness of the heart and what?
And cheerfulness of the mind.
Man, as heavy as people walking around now, man, y'all need a little bit of wine.
Yeah.
Not only you need wine for that, but the New Testament said, if you even have stomach infirmity, drink not water only, but a little wine for your open infirmities.
It is written.
It said that in the New Testament. Back down. Back down. You got to be getting back down.
It's written.
See, your false preachers, your false brothers, your false teachers, they look pretty nasty right now. Yeah. Oh, y'all going to learn to not come on YouTube and all these other places and start jumping on us who know and live the word of Yah.
There you go.
Because you hypocritical mockers, man, you're going to be judged by all this little stupidity that y'all be putting out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read on.
But wine drunken with excess.
Meaning too much.
Yes, too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
What does it do?
Makes bitterness of the mind.
Mm.
With brawling and with quarreling.
Oh, see, that's the reason why most of you, y'all always fighting when y'all drinking.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Christians, they go to weddings, they drink wine, they get to fighting each other. Family members.
Yeah.
So you're drinking too much.
That is true. Yeah.
You're drinking way too much. See, there are limitations to it.
Yes, sir.
You drink, you should know when you're married, chill. Chill. Y'all can't do that, though. Y'all going to get bent.
Yeah.
Y'all going to get three sheets in the wind.
Yeah.
Read on.
Drunkenness increases the rage of a fool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Until the what?
Wow.
Until he offends.
See?
Wow.
It's again a prohibition against drunkenness. But you can't just do away with wine because it said that. It already told you it was made to make a man's heart glad.
Right.
Let's get a good balance in here now.
Right,
read on.
It diminishes strength and makes wounds.
Wow.
Come on.
Rebuke not your neighbor at the wine.
Say, in other words, don't get your liquid courage and out there and think you're going to be rebuking people at your wine. Come on.
And despise him not in his mirth. Give him no despiteful words and press not upon him with urging him to drink.
If you already know that your neighbor is already three sheets in the wind, don't sit up there and gas him up by giving him more and more and more and more and more to drink. Don't do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 19 through 21. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody doing all right?
Yes.
You know, we're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We're going to get it. Come on. Come on with it.
For there must be also heresies among you.
Okay, so there is some serious false teachings, some pseudo lies that is among us. Read on.
That they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
Come on.
When you come together,
so
therefore.
When you do come together, therefore, into what?
Into one place.
Is it what?
This is not to eat the Master's Supper.
So is it not to eat of the Master's Supper? Yes, it is when we come together. Read on.
For in eating, everyone takes before the other his own supper.
Read on.
One is hungry.
One is what?
A hungry
man.
And another is drunken.
So my question is, did they get drunken on Ocean Spray?
Come on.
Did they get drunken on Welch? What is grape juice? One is what? Hungry, and the other is drunken. That's automatically tell you that there's drinking involved. Now, the difference with today's society is whoever made that distinction right down the line and separate and call this the New Testament, this the Old Testament, they made a serious mistake.
Yes, sir.
They're trying to confuse y'all and trying to make y'all think that it's just two different books where it's number one complete book.
Oh, yeah.
Got a news flash for you, too. Guess what? Y'all want to hear this? Y'all better, if y'all want to hear this, type in three. Y'all want to hear this? Y'all better, come on, I need to hear if y'all want to hear this, though. It's going to be a revelation to a lot of you people out there. It's going to be a steep revelation. Big time revelation. Y'all sure y'all want to hear this? Guess what? There was no chapter and verses in Scripture.
Oh, wow.
No chapter and verses. One book.
Wow.
Many different authors all harmonizing.
Hallelujah.
From the one true Elohim.
Yes.
One.
Oh, yes.
Ecclesiastes 9:7. Not Ecclesiasticus, but Ecclesiastes 9:7.
Go your way.
Go what?
Your way.
Go your way.
Eat your bread with yours.
So you eat bread? Man, let me tell y'all something. I went my way this week. Fuck, I let y'all in on one of these dinners, boy. Y'all about to lose y'all mind up in the air. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I go, what the hell's going on? Everybody sleep. There's a thing over there called a crock pot.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, so, you know, me being a man, I don't like. Open it up, look at it. I don't know what I'm looking at. Sure don't smell good, though. So I went on back to sleep, didn't say nothing. I said, I smell something last night. Oh, yeah, I got a good meal plan. Woo!
Wait.
Read them again. Nine-seven again.
Go your way.
And do what?
Eat your bread with y'all.
Oh, hold on.
Come on, son.
Man. Listen. This is what I had for dinner, fifth day night. I had some Angus roast. I had some collard greens. Slow cooked. Come straight from my God.
Fresh.
Go ahead, Chef.
Man.
I had some candy yams. I was in that ditch. I couldn't get up. I had some macaroni and cheese.
Oh, man.
And then I had some rolls with some hot butter.
Here's
Brother, I was just like, and it was sauteed in some onions and mushrooms and carrots, and I'm like, had some beef broth or something. I'm like, it had that. So I'm like,
praise God. Thank you,
Father. Thank you.
Then following it up the next day. I have some asparagus wrapped in turkey bacon. All begins lost, isn't
it?
I had some lamb chops from New Zealand.
Come on.
Yeah, well, you know it's grass fed. Man, I had me some bread like this with butter that come from up there in Switzerland, I believe.
Yeah.
Zarago, something like that. Oh, it was just. And then pasta over here on the side. I was like, somebody go ahead. I'm like, man, this all be against law right here. And so on Sabbath, y'all know I eat a lot of leftovers, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
I tell them all the time. I said, wow, I want to eat that when I eat what I just left.
Yes, sir.
You
yes.
know, leftovers just as good as when they
eat. Yes, true.
Yes, so I said, bro, Rod said, you just boost your melanin with that meal. Images in my mind, man. Just thinking. And my instrument, it was happy to prepare it.
Hallelujah.
I looked at them, I said, you know, I watched y'all. It took almost a day and a half to cook this meal. It took me less than 10 minutes to consume it.
Wow.
Come on.
Talk to us.
Come on.
And she was happy.
Right
yep. They were, man, both Mother Carol, I meant to tell you, those lamb chops, they were smoked on the grill.
Keep on rubbing it in.
I had that today. They keep on rubbing it in. I'm rubbing it in. Oh, mercy, man. We good. We really good up in here. Ellis, you hear me?
I hear you.
You hear me? Man, we was eating good. Woo! Wait. And y'all wonder how I keep my youthful complexion. Y'all be that food. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 15 through 19. Everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing all right? We're taking our time here, but we're going to get through, but we're going to go deep into the scriptures and back over into the law too now. We got to bring a balance now, but we got to get this out here. But hey, anybody with me on some good food like that? It's going to make me want to get them to, hey, Sabbath may be coming in. Y'all may need to warm up a plate, put some aluminum foil on it. Tonight before the Sabbath come in. All right, come on with it.
Eat that has ears to hear.
All right. Everybody has ears. But that doesn't mean that you're capable of hearing. He says, but if you have ears, hear. It's not talking about this. It's talking about spiritual ears. Come on.
Let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation?
All right. So how can I compare this generation? How can I liken this generation? What is it like, though?
It is like unto children sitting in the market.
And what are they doing? What are the children doing in the market?
And calling unto their fellows.
And they're saying,
we have piped unto you, and you have not danced.
Man, people playing music, and it can't move you. It can't get you excited. You can't do nothing. We have what?
We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented.
You so cold as ice, can't nothing move you. Or either you lukewarm. You're just stagnant. You're like this. We don't.
For John can't neither eat nor drink it.
John, hey, Christians, they go your champion right there.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
John the Immerser, John the Baptist. He didn't come what?
Eating or drinking.
Hey. Hold on. The Christians would dissect this and throw out the eating. But they'll leave the drinking to condemn. Come on. The book says John can't neither eating or drinking. Christian, you eating and you drinking. You know, I know that because you follow Catholic church doctrine and the Catholics drink. They drink up. Yes, they do. Read on.
They say, he has to have
us. Now, wait a minute, damn it. Jesus said there has been no greater prophet.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. You think about that. Jesus said,
yes,
there's been no greater prophet. Hold on. You mean greater than Moses?
Yeah.
Greater than Samuel?
Yeah.
Greater than Ezekiel?
Yeah.
And Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Greater than Hosea?
Yeah.
And Amos?
Yeah.
Greater than Zephaniah?
Yes, sir.
No great. That's a, and greater than Abraham?
Yeah.
That is a list.
Yes.
Brother, I'm sorry, man. That is.
Yeah.
And he said, there's no greater prophet than John?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
The Son of Man came eating and drinking,
The Son of Man came doing what?
Eating and drinking.
Read on.
And they say, behold, a man's gluttonous and a winebibber.
Whoa. So John didn't eat or drink. He had a clean slate. You Christians can receive him. The world can receive him. But Jesus comes. Not only is he eating, but he ate so much, y'all call him a gluttony. He's a gluttonous man. He drank so much wine, you called him a wine bibber. I bet y'all never went over this stuff. I bet y'all never heard of this stuff in the Christian arena. And not only did he eat, drink, hey, chances are, Jesus was probably down at Longhorn Steakhouse. He's probably at the pub.
Come on.
Because he know everywhere he went, he ministered the message.
Yes, sir.
And he wasn't a friend with the scribes and Pharisees. You know, you religious folks go to church every Sunday.
Mm. Come on, man.
Boom. But he's a friend of what? Publican? And I'm telling you, more likely Jesus was down at the bar.
Come on.
With the common folk.
Yes, sir.
Because remember, he didn't call the righteous to repent. He called a sinner and an ungodly. While he was ordering a glass of wine or beer. Or a strong drink. And then he ends his statement by saying, but what?
Wisdom
is what?
It's justified of earth.
Wisdom is justified of our own children. Children are the one who have wisdom. Children are the one who have a message preached to them. It belongs to us.
Hallelujah.
Not you. We're the ones designed to teach you.
Yeah.
And not you us.
Yeah.
We are the ones that are partake of the benefit.
Oh,
not you. Yeah. We're the ones that's chosen out of both sides. Bring the message to this world.
Oh, yeah.
Not you and your false traditional religious teachers and doctrines. Now we're gonna read some in context. We're going to Judges. Chapter 10, chapter 9. Verses 6 through 13. Y'all ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
We'll go ride on this one. Let's read.
And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem.
Y'all hear that? So all the men of Shechem, so they in Shechem doing is making this pillar, right? Read on.
And when they told into Jotham, he went and stood in the top of the mount.
Which is where?
And lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them.
And he said, listen what he said.
Hearken unto me.
Mean you listen unto me, you men of what?
You men of Shechem.
Read on.
That Yahweh hearken unto you.
So you need to be listening to me, you men of Shechem, so that Yahweh will listen to you.
Yeah.
Boy, let me tell y'all something. You people out there in the world, you need to be listening to this man right here.
Hallelujah.
So y'all can hear you, because all these false prophets, false teachers, false apostles, false brothers, and all these, they're leading y'all astray. They mean no good for y'all whatsoever at all. So you better listen to me so that y'all will listen to you when you pray.
Hallelujah.
Read.
The tree.
Wait a minute. So if you want me to listen to you, what in the world does the trees got to do with anything? See, our people spoke different than y'all speak today. Y'all remember when Abraham decided he was going to go visit Esau, see how he was doing? And this woman he was married to, she was cursing and throwing shit and throwing stuff all over the damn place. And she wouldn't even be cordial to Abraham. An old man just passing through. And Abraham said, you know what, when he comes back, he even let on to him knowing, hey, listen, when he comes back, tell him that I said it. It's called. Y'all ready for this? If y'all ready, type in 7. Y'all ready, but type in 7. We're going to go somewhere. I'm waiting on y'all. So the 7 is this. Abraham said to the woman, just tell him, I said, remove this stake from your tent. See, we're Israelites. We have a lot of Hebrew idioms. To y'all it sounds one way, but to us, it concretely means another.
Come on.
And if you're not part of this culture, it don't make no sense to you.
Yeah.
Am I making sense? I could have said it no better than that, man. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Idioms. Hebrew idioms, not idiots. Idioms. And so, she delivered a message. He clearly understood it. At least one thing, he had respect for his father, knowing that his father is a good judge of cattle.
Honor.
Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't go too deep now.
Come on.
Okay, we good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on a little bit more. What verse we in?
Verse 8.
So the trees went forth, come on.
On a time to anoint the king over them.
So the trees went forth to anoint the king over him.
And they said unto the olive tree.
They said to the what tree?
Olive tree.
To the olive tree, what to what?
Rain over us.
Rain over us. Now, in case you didn't know, again, we're talking about Hebrew idioms. Hebrew cup. The trees is Israel.
Oh, wow.
And the king, they said, want a man to reign over us. They already had the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead. I don't want to spoil it all. Come on with it. Come on.
But the olive tree said unto them, I eat my fatness? Wherewith by me they honor Yah and man? And go and be promoted over the trees?
Come on, man. The olive tree is subordinate to the trees.
Come on, man.
I can't eat my fatness. First of all, number one, I'm the oil that is able to make your face to shine.
Okay, come on.
Y'all forgot all the trees?
Come on. Oil.
And I'm here to be promoted over the trees? There's no way I'm subordinate to the trees. Read.
And the tree said to the fig tree.
You can see it's going down the line, right? And the tree said to the fig tree,
come you, reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them,
what did the fig tree say?
Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go and be promoted over the tree?
No, I'm going to stay in my place. And my job is to bring forth sweetness of fruit. I'm not here to rise above the trees. This is my lot. This is my place.
Then said the tree unto the vine.
Come on, tree said to the vine.
Come on.
Come you and reign over us. You come reign over us. You asking for everything under the sun to reign over you except him. Read on.
And the vine said unto them,
what did the vine say?
Should I leave my wine?
Should I leave my what?
Wine.
Should I leave? I was created for this. You asked me to reign over you, but I'm not designed to reign over you. I have a particular purpose in this earth, in this world, just like the trees, just like the oil. I'm not here to promote myself and exalt myself and be above that which is written.
I'm
the vine. So should I leave my vine? Which what?
Should I leave my vine? Which sure is God, man?
Whoa. Jesus says, I am the vine. And you are the branch. I'm here to bring cheer to you.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to bring joy to you.
Hallelujah.
And the vine said, should I leave my wine, what I was created for, which cheered both Yah and
man,
and go what?
And go and be promoted over the tree?
All these are question marks. Questions. Everybody's asking questions. Read. No, hold on. Can't go any further. We're going to stop. Because if I keep going, we'll have to finish the whole chapter. So we get to the part where we are tonight, that even the vine, which was created for wine, did not desire to go be promoted over Israel. The trees. Everybody is in their own perspective place, not trying to usurp or be something other than what they were created for. And they had to remind Israel, you don't need nobody reigning over you. You already got it. Speaking metaphorically, and I know you probably don't even know what that word means.
Is this making any sense?
But we're still talking about. Bless you, Chef. Keep teaching. Another offering come in. Thank y'all for your offerings. I'm glad somebody decided to throw something in there. This is good teaching.
It is.
Good teaching. Well, now we're going to the law. Deuteronomy, Dabarim 14, 22. And we're going to read all the way to 26. Uh-oh. Come on with it.
You shall truly tithe all the increase of your...
Oh, now we're in a real tithe now. Not like the genome genesis tithe. When you bring your tithe, and you bring it up here and put it into the offering plate, and that's how we can go ahead and have this little thermometer up here to... to go ahead and pay for a Catholic church. Now, we don't give a damn about you if you make your rent or your mortgage or not. It's pay for the church. And if you want to sow a seed of $1,000,
what kind of
police? What is that? See, that's the reason why they don't want me up in front of, because I will embarrass him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it will bring too much, it will cast too much doubt on the pagan sun worshiping people's mind. That they would have to DX, they would have to get rid of that damn false teacher, that false prophet, that false apostle. They would have to surely say, the Most High is in you, of the truth. Favorite passage alert, strong drink.
Come on.
Read.
You shall truly tie all the increase of your seed that the field.
But they do what?
Bring forth year by year.
I told y'all, most of y'all people don't know straightway. We keep the feast. Oh. And we have people bring tithes of bulls and goats and heifers. They literally bring them. And we receive them from right down out there in that field.
Yeah.
Am I telling the truth, Israel?
Amen.
You people, you don't know us. I would love to march a goat up in front of First Church. You want $1,000 offer? Here's your goat. Why is shitting all the way down your aisle? Christening that whole damn defiled-ass place with shit.
I mean,
because you don't go and let loose any time. Probably eat up your pews.
Yeah.
All the way. And piss at that.
Yeah.
And you women that act like goats, you better be careful, because that goat may want to hump you.
Yeah.
Goat nor a goat.
Yeah.
I know what's ugly.
Well.
Watch it. Just be careful. Go away. Don't go away, man. Just
go away.
Go away. Brother, again, thank you, buddy. Y'all, my brother. That was a great impression of Gino, Pastor. Whoa! Let's read, Teach. Come on with it.
And you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim.
Now, who we eating before?
Yahweh.
We eating before our Creator.
Yeah.
Our Elohim.
Oh, yeah.
Our Yah.
Yeah.
Our God. Come on.
In the place which he shall choose to place his name there.
Come on.
The tithes of your corn of your wife.
Stop. You people out in the world, all you people in the cities, you can't even privatize. You're not farmers. You're not an agricultural people. You don't have, you can't go to the store and buy corn because it ain't what you grew. It ain't your wine. It ain't your corn. It ain't your oil. None of this is. You did not produce it waiting on the Most High Yah to give you the increase. The tithe of your corn and of your what? And of your oil. Your wine and of thy oil.
Come on. Come on.
You mean tell me the Most High Yah, you want a tithe of this? You want a tithe? And you people trying to tell us about drinking and wine and all. Wait a minute. Most you people have never even given in your whole damn life to Yah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think Federal Reserve notes is tithing to Yah, man? You what fools are you? But he's going to cover that a little bit later, too, and show you what real money is, which you don't know that either. Did I say something wrong?
No.
Read on.
And the firstlings of your herd.
What herd you got? What herds do y'all Hebrew Israelites got out there? Huh? Show me. What herd you got? Cockroaches? Rats from the city? Come on, it's only herd y'all got. You don't know even what the damn herd. You don't even know what a herd or a flock is. See, y'all speaks to us knowing that we are an agricultural people.
Yeah.
I'm not condemning anybody that has not made it to this or attained to it yet, because if you're an Israelite, you're going on to perfection. Your sanctification is this process that in this life will lead you that way.
Hallelujah.
I already know what's been done to us.
Come on.
That's why it's called a restoration of all things.
Yeah.
We're trying to bring you back to what's been lost.
Hallelujah.
We're trying to bring you back to what real life and what it was intended for.
Yeah.
So, that if you plan on going to the kingdom, if y'all accept the kingdom, then you'll know how to rule.
Come on.
How the hell are you going to know how to rule in the kingdom? You can't take care of your flocks and your herd now.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's good.
Man, never
mind. That's good.
Read on.
That you may learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim always.
Now, isn't the fear of Yahweh the beginning of wisdom?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And apart from iniquities, understanding?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Didn't Ecclesiastes say, fear Yah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Keep his commandments?
Yes. Yes.
Hold duty of man?
Yes. Yes.
So you need to do all this so you'll learn how to fear.
Learn.
Most of you ain't thinking about trying to be on a farm. You think that's beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
And your deodorant soap. You can't fathom getting out of here. Working your fingers to the bone, getting dirt up on your hands and taking gas. See, that's too low base. You remember what was said? Of all the Hebrew shepherds, every shepherd is an abomination with the Egyptians. We are the offscouring of the earth to these people in the world. They expect you to be city dwellers. Because we are literally an abomination to all you people out there. Y'all don't hold farmers in high esteem, but you want to eat our food. Because if it wasn't for us producing food, you wouldn't have shit to eat. Why you think we at the low scale at the end of it?
Uh-oh.
I know I didn't say nothing wrong. If I said something wrong, type in 1. Let me know if I did. But if I didn't say nothing wrong, type in 7. That's it. Because we cooking it up here tonight. We cooking it up. Now, your people who are uninformed, who are going out making videos about me, don't they look pretty damn stupid right now? Don't they look like the brutish people that the book would talk about? No, they look, see, they speak presumptuously without knowledge. And they think they got something. And you got all you other ignoramuses out there co-signing the tomfoolery. It's vile. It's nasty. You can't be messing around with no true Israelite. And you coming from the perspective of another culture? Can't you tell what spirit is in me? How this can you be? I believe it, man. I truly believe it. You people, I'm telling you, man, y'all better be very careful about what y'all co-sign. You got people out there that's playing on the public's ear ignorance of what you think you know to be right. And you up here, hallelujah, glory, and you ain't getting either one of them. You ain't getting the water. Oh, you are up there shouting in iniquity.
Come on, man.
Let me calm myself. I'm trying to keep this under wraps tonight. I'm literally trying to keep this under wraps tonight.
Good preach.
I don't want to
preach.
You know, but the word, come on, man. Come on. It kills and make alive, too, now. It's property to it.
Yeah.
It's a slice dice, man. I'm trying to preserve you. Anyway.
It's ready.
You're prepared.
The word of the sword means double honor and to straightway and to you, Pastor, that I appreciate the work everyone does and the knowledge you all put out straightway. Straight truth, Shabbat Shalom. Muscles. Man. Man, hey, for that we say all praise to the Most High. Because we are literal ambassadors of the kingdom.
Yes.
In whom the Spirit of God dwells in.
Yes.
We can't say nothing of ourselves, and we cannot produce anything of ourselves. All we can do is speak that which we have heard and speak that which we know.
Yes.
And as the Father said, so we say it.
Yes.
And as Yahshua said, the Son does not do anything without the Father. And now we are the sons of Yah.
Yes.
Even can we do anything without the Father.
Yes.
He had already spoken into existence, and the word is
forever
settled in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Word.
Y'all know that I've literally been taking my time here tonight, though, because I don't want to. Because, you know, we can take off in a minute now. I want this marinade. Kind of like that crock pot we're doing over there. That thing is still in my mind. Faith is still in my mind.
Good play.
I'm thinking about that stuff right now, man. Man, am I thinking about this stuff right now. Anyway, let's go on. Come on. Where we at?
24.
Read on.
And if the way be too long for you.
So, if you, mind you, this is talking about the tithe, but it's talking about the tithe during the feast. You got to read before and after. Read all the entire chapter. And the scripture says, if the way or the journey, because everybody has to make a trip to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So, but if the journey be too long for you, and let me stop this time out and give y'all something right here. Jesus said, the true worshipers are the ones that will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem will you come and worship the Father. But the true worshipers, no matter where you are scattered in the diaspora, I added that one in there. He said the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Yeah.
So all you people want to say, everybody keep concentrating on that damn Jerusalem over there. Look.
Come on, man.
And when you shall see Jerusalem, come pass about with
enemies. Know you that the desolation thereof is not. It's already occupied by the Gentiles. The Gentiles are occupied. The Gentiles are occupied. He's right, and they're scattered into the Samaria. They were transplants. They were converts. They're trying to play. The real Israelites. I know them who say that they're Jews, and they are not.
I'm quoting Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 right now. Let me get back on this. Let me see. That word.
It's a living word.
Oh, yeah. That word, man. Y'all hear hear me. We're talking now. We're teaching. Israel, teach. Israel, teach. Is heavy.
Yeah.
Put it right here. It's heavy. Don't drop it on Leo's foot, man. We need. You don't need to go to the emergency room. So, what would happen? We got all those brothers in here, right? We on our journey from whatever geographical location we're from. And we're journeying to Jerusalem, and it says that you shall turn it into money.
Down.
Man, try to open this, man. I think it's got a seal on it right here. I got a knife to cut that right there. See, you can tell it ain't never been opened.
Yeah.
Huh? Open it up. And I can't show y'all. Is that a lot of silver right now?
Yeah,
is that a lot right there?
Yes, it is.
It's going to open it. It's going to cut itself. Tonight, we're going to show many of you who don't even know what the scripture is talking about, we're going to show you what the scripture is talking about. There you go, son. Look at that. And it's probably, let's see. Take them out there for a second. Look at here. Even got this. Look at it. This has never been touched before. Never been touched by a man hand right here. No, just move that because I want to see what's the bottom of that. Look at that. I'm going to make sure I'm intentionally touching it. Look how clean that is.
Woo!
Look how shiny that is. That's real money.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that, Israel? That's literally real money.
Yes, sir.
Ellis, what you got in your hand? Just hold it up for a second. He said, dang, I ain't having you, ain't it? Look at that. That's what the scripture's talking about.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
What's down in here? Put that over there and see what's in there.
Wait.
Oh. That's more. Now let's open that up real quick.
You got bricks up here.
We got bricks now.
What?
We got some bars.
Yes, sir.
More silver. Just more silver. That's all it is. More silver, more silver, more silver, more silver, and look.
More silver.
Yeah. I mean, that's a monster box plus.
Yeah.
Of silver.
Yeah.
Most of you don't know what a monster box is. I think it's monsters. We just thought we'd show it to you. Don't hurt yourself now. Go ahead and put it back in there nice and neat and meticulous. He got me. So the journey's too far for us. You take your cattle, you take all the fruit and everything else, whatever you had, and you trade it in for money in your hand. Is that right?
Good.
Read on.
And bind up the money in your hand, and you shall go unto the place which Yahweh, your Elohim, shall choose.
That's Jerusalem. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You should go to the place where Yah, your Elohim, said choose. Read on. And imagine, that's only one.
Sheesh.
We Israelites, that's where that comes from.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Some trust in chariots.
Oh.
And some in horses, but we remember the name of Yah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Y'all hear me? Straightway been stacking the self ever since 1995.
Beautiful.
It ain't going to be until I'm gone y'all going to find out a man of y'all was in front of y'all. And I had my brothers and elders and teachers, but y'all were like, them men were unique.
Come on.
They were well above. Y'all look at us just like, I don't know, it just How they do that, T? They just look at, well. Glory to the King. Come on, teach, read off.
And you shall bestow that money whatsoever your soul lusts after.
Come on. So now we give a tithe, but when we come to the feast,
come on,
we should be able to purchase. Y'all remember them food booths down here that we had down here? Anyway, so you should be able to take your money for whatsoever your soul, come on, your body right here, lust after. For what?
For oxen?
We want oxtail. This feast.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
And for what?
Or for sheep.
And for sheep?
Or for wine.
And mind you, usually when you come to the feast, we usually have all the drink ready.
What?
See, y'all talking to y'all. If you know that the wine, everybody's going to be ready, bring the money.
That's it.
And for
strong drink.
Is this the law?
The law?
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Converting the soul?
Yeah.
The law of Yah.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? Come on, minister. What are you doing with this?
You can't do shit.
He said, what are you doing?
Can't do nothing with it.
And for a strong drink. That's how stupid they are. That's how dumb they are. The word is forever settled in heaven. I'm Yahweh your Elohim, and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, I will not alter or change anything that is gone out of my lips. Did y'all speak it? You better believe it. The law is y'all breathe. And then what else does it say, teach?
Or for whatsoever your soul desires.
And that means the feast is like, I'm going to put it in terms y'all understand, which y'all too religious to do, but it's like one big party.
Yeah.
We literally celebrate.
Yeah.
And boy, when we go to bed, man, I rest the sweet as all. Even Jesus said there came a time and says, you know what? I am no more going to drink no more fruit of this vine with you until I drink with you in the kingdom. So the book covered wine and
strong drink.
And like I said, don't y'all ever insult me again.
Come on, Chef.
By putting up some damn Tito's and Jack Daniels. If you're going to tell a story right, put some Blue Label up there. Put some Dalmore 15 and 12 up there. Put some Johnny Blue Label up there and give me some Glenfiddich 25.
Yes,
don't do me like that.
Yes.
Don't, just because you false, don't be false. Represent me right. Bless you, brother. We celebrate the command of the Most High Yah. Such bondage, and it is such bondage. I mean, I tell you, we are under a tyrannical system. It is so bad. Watch this.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Freedom, Yah.
Freedom, Yah.
Come on. You learn anything? Mind you, I said at the very beginning, you want to eat, you don't want to drink, don't drink. But don't set up and condemn me because I do.
There you go.
Most of you people done already made me out of a damn the alcoholic of an alcoholic. I need to go join AA if I was to talk to you. Now, all the patriarchs need to go to AA. If we was to talk to you. Finish reading, teach.
And you shall eat there before Yahweh your Elohim.
You mean all them dang steaks?
Everything.
All that fish?
Yeah. Everything.
Them oxtails?
Everything.
Celebrate. We shall eat. And do what?
And you shall rejoice.
So
yeah.
We take them lulas and we wave them back and forth on the seas, and we continue to keep rejoicing.
Oh,
we pray to the Most High God until our socks is wet. Not only you, but your what?
Household.
Come on. That means your wife and your children and your children's children.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice.
And again, I say, come on.
Yeah, we take our Christian thought. That means Yahshua is going to be an alcoholic in the kingdom.
Come on.
And we're going to be alcoholics in the kingdom.
Yeah.
But, you ain't going to be in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because you cleaner than us.
Yeah.
Oh. You more sanctified than us. You better than us. It's ugly, isn't it?
Man.
So, most of you Christians, you love Martin Luther, don't you? Martin Luther was given a barrel of Edinburgh beer for his wedding day. When he broke his monastic vows and married wife Catherine. Because, you know, when you order a Roman Catholic influence, being a man out, you can't get married. Even though Peter had a wife, but you still can't get married. No, you know, and they claim Peter's one of the greatest guys in the way. Fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
A former nun, Catherine was a former nun, who was trained as a master brewer. You mean to tell me the Catholic Church was changing nuns? Training nuns to be a master brewer? Okay. Not only did he enjoy barley and pops, but Luther set the precedence with Catherine for a clerical marriage. A good marriage should be enjoyed. He said, we are permitted to laugh, to have fun with, and embrace our wives. Mind you, this is the same Luther that said King Henry, when I'm detoured, but I'm on point. When he had Anne Boleyn and Catherine, he said, what should I do? And he says, well, you don't need to get divorced from one to marry another. Just marry them both. Marry Anne Boleyn, bring them on in. Because I see nothing in Scripture that prohibits.
There you go.
Now, mind you, this is your champion, Christian. Martin Luther, remember his thesis that he nailed to the door at Wittenberg? Don't tell me. I used to live in Germany, too. I've been around. I ain't depending on you. You play drugs, but I ain't depending on you. I'm not looking at you. I'm not depending on you. All right. Let's read on. He said, a good marriage should be enjoyed. He said, we are permitted to laugh, to have fun, and to embrace our wives, whether they are naked or clothed. And Luther, just as Isaac fondled Rebecca in Genesis 26:8, Luther's face was on the label of the first Edinburgh beer to ever be imported to America in 1880. While many of the Christian Bible schools and colleges today vet applicants with alcohol-related questions and their applications, they have set up a wall that would exclude most of the greatest saints and ministers throughout church history. that's your, let me go over here. I gotta get this one. Calvin, y'all know John Calvin. Likewise said that drinking should be moderate, lest men forget themselves, drown their senses and destroy their strength. Calvin. Luther said, y'all know, y'all know Luther. Long ago. Anyway, I won't do no injustice to that voice, okay? Luther constantly praised his wife Katie's beer, especially expressing his fondness for it when traveling afar. When he was forced to drink bad beer, no, forced to drink bad beer, and most of y'all wouldn't understand that, because see, when you get out at sea, when all the water is gone, all that's left is beer. So, you know, something that could be preserved for a little bit. Then that's all you got left to drink until you get to your destination journey. It wasn't like us. You could jump on the damn ship and then 5 days later be what you need to, 3 days later be what you need to. Or you jump on a plane, same day, be at your name, same destination. Sometimes it took weeks, months to get there. And the force of drink, look what he said, bad beer, which he said would often give him diarrhea. I keep thinking of what good wine and beer I have at home, as well as a beautiful wife. And he wrote to her, you would do well to send me over a whole cellar of wine and a bottle of that beer. Martin Luther, Sermon in Wittenberg, May 18, 1539. When we started. Today's definition of a Protestant would be foreign unless Lutheran, Calvin, and Zwingli. With no scripture at all condemning drinking. Notice what they said. With no scripture at all condemning drinking, but only urging self-control. The cult of abstinence. No, the cult of what? Abstinence. Abstinence. Yeah. Today's preaching empty moralists. The Puritans were not the dry, dour, abstaining, one might think. The Mayflower. Now, we, black folk, we know about the Mayflower, right? Was loaded down with more than 7,500 barrels of wine and beer. More booze than water. Another ship, the Arabella, left for America in 1630 with 10,500 gallons of beer and 10,000 gallons of wine and only 3,500 gallons of fresh water. That's a lot of drinking. It's a lot of drinking. I mean, they turning it up.
Yeah.
They turn it. Y'all getting this, right?
Yeah.
Y'all hearing all this. And we can go on and on and on. But I think that y'all really, truly comprehend and understand what we're saying here. We got sources, too. So the people that falsely accuse us, you're looking like some damn idiots right now.
Yeah.
And let's just go ahead and hit it. Proverbs let's deal with the word Mary. Because, you know, to make Mary, you know, be Mary, you know what I mean, Mary? Proverbs 17:22, read on. Read what we have.
A merry heart does good like a medicine.
And how many times we read tonight that this will make a man's heart merry?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 20. Y'all better hold yourself on this one. Israel, hold yourself on this one now. I'm serious. Hold yourself on this one. 1 Kings 4, verse 20. Read.
Judah and Israel, remitting, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude.
As the sand which is by the sea in multitude. What do they do?
Eating and drinking
and
making merry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Hallelujah. Let's get one more. Let's go way back to Noah, chapter 9. Verse 20 through 27.
Eber
ends up being a name of Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
It's not those transplants that are sitting over there in Jerusalem who come from Ashkenazi. Shabbat. Go back to Genesis chapter 10, read the table of nations, you will see it for yourself. I mean, do I sound like I'm excluding anyone that comes to the faith? I'm not, I'm just telling you the truth. Go back and read. It's called the Table of Nations, Genesis chapter 10. It lays it. I remember, y'all remember when y'all first read the scriptures, being old and New Testament, you start reading all these lineages and names, you'd be like, forget that. You skip right past, go right to the message. How stupid. And I'll be dumb. I was like, man, I've been a dumbass for the last 5 years. I used to, man, I started slowing everything down.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's why we end up with that chart. Y'all seen that chart, right? We got it down all. They give you the lineage of everything. It breaks it all the way down. Down in the down hall, you'll see there's a big old chart about like this. We check that thing out. Did we not teach? You cannot find an error in that chart. That thing was meticulously done. It gives you lineage all the way down. Spot on. I probably done passed out, maybe 200 of them over the years. I will find them and pass them out. I ain't got none no more. I don't even know if they still even print them no more. At least we got ours. Read on.
And Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem.
Stop. Is not Japheth sitting right now in the tent of Shem? Did not Yah enlarge Japheth? Does he not own the whole damn earth? Is he not controlling the whole earth? Is he not sitting in the tent of Shem right now? Man, don't tell me nothing about that, man. I don't want to hear. See, it's about proper interpretation. It has nothing to do with excludes the race. It has to do with just truth.
Yeah.
Order.
That's it.
Go ahead, teach. Finish it up.
And Canaan shall be his servant.
And Canaan still serving. Every nation on the earth is them exploiting Canaan. Is that it? That's it. Well, anyway, we hope, once again, we got to leave off the Genesis camp and all the other false people camp to go over and deal with this little degenerate who claims to be a Nephilite. How the hell you can't even be a Nephilite, one of us, our own, you going to sit up and talk about me? And we're from Judah. Are you out of your damn mind? Are you following? These people be making up stuff as they go. They don't know shit. You understand me? Again, where's the honor and where's the respect? I mean, you claim to be Nephilite. Listen, you the one that are scattered in the diaspora of all of this damn world. The message in the last days been given to Judah, Benjamin, Levi to restore Israel. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but the house of Israel, house of Judah. Judah's one is bringing your ass in.
Mm-hmm.
What part of this message you don't get? Are you really Nephilite? You just using the name.
Mm-hmm.
You better repent. Preventure, y'all may forgive you of this wickedness. Tell me, people, they don't take this stuff serious, though. You're the one that we're preaching to.
Yeah.
To bring back to y'all's kingdom.
Yeah.
And then that's when y'all said, all Israel shall be saved.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Good.
Little young punk. Little Ross, you better come on, Chef. No, I'm coming. I'm really, truly, when I say all this stuff, it's got to be reproved, got to be rebuked.
Yeah.
When I say that, I'm hoping to bring Israel in. I'm not like the rest of these damn boogers out here that discriminate. No. Y'all didn't tell us to be like it. We supposed to be ministers to the nation.
Yeah, sir.
And once the nations come in, Yah even told us through the prophet Isaiah, he said, I'm going to give you a name better than that of sons and daughters. You know why? Because you wasn't even part of it.
Yeah.
You wasn't even considered. Yet you come in and show more honor and respect than the people who were born in it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we all will get the same penny.
Yes.
My penny is to step in and preach to you and piss you off.
Hallelujah.
And because you have got the ears to hear, it's nothing but joy.
Hallelujah. You give me joy, 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 out of my soul. You give me joy.
I love my brothers, man. They be doing it. Israel, hey, see y'all tomorrow morning to be the Father's will. I think it is his Father's will. But, man, I got so much more I can go through, man. I got so much more over here. Ellis, I can go through over here just sitting up here laid up, man. So, in your own independent study, y'all do a study on the word Mary, not M-A-R-Y. That word is really translated in the English as Mary, but it's really Miriam. I'm talking about Mary as in joy or happiness, elation. All right, do that. Bless you, Pastor. Pastor Muir. Hallelujah. Man, Brother Matt down there in the straight way. Hallelujah, Cleveland. Endure, brother. Hey, we're in a wonderful way. Y'all is truly dealing with us.
Yeah.
And I thank the Father. But listen, I want y'all to understand this. I've been through in my life a lot of trials and tribulations. And I'm on the other side. I have less years in front of me than I did behind me, be the Father's will. I ain't no time for these damn foolish ass games. None of them. Zero. My tallest level for foolishness is this. It's all about righteousness and truth. I ain't got no time to deal with your sorry ass feelings, your emotions. We're going to deal with straight up truth. Everybody else is in this maturation period that's going on and stuff. They can deal with that, but not me. Excuse me, whatever you will. At the end of the day, just bury me.
Woo.
But I know this. Like Yahshua rise, I'll rise again.
Hallelujah.
Won't be by my own power strength, but it be by his.
Yes. Because
we believe in the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So go ahead and waste your life in this foolishness and this frivolity. And deal with all these damn hoaxers out here who think that they have somewhat understanding of the word of Yahweh Elohim. Nah, we'll be here. Guarantee this, though, you'll see us in the kingdom. Y'all got anything, Israel? You know, I'll give y'all last words. Y'all good? You good? Biko, you good? You about to fall out on us, man? Okay, good. You about to fall out on us, man. Let's say, man. Hey, Israel, see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Be the Father's will. It is the Father's will. Y'all pray for my head, too, man. I think, let me see. That's still a little hump in there. That damn sledgehammer came down. Man, I'm telling you, man, I ain't been here like that a long time, man. I'm like, that, man, my East, man, she was like, that kills people. I said, it didn't kill me.
Hallelujah.
I think the Father's voice didn't get no headache from it, but it hurt, man. When that damn thing just thump, I was like, whoa, whoa. You been concerned before, right? You ever twist and dump some ears, some little snap? What the? Oh, Jesus. That damn sledgehammer heavy as shit, man. My head ain't built for that. Especially not up here. My hair just not growing back in, man. It was falling out of the shit. I got too much cushion up there. I got a little bit. Shit falling out all over the place, man. All this stress, under the stress y'all caused me, man, in Israel. Y'all fault, man. Oh, by the way, Nephilim, here you go, man. Give me your address. I'll send you one of these. So you know hard feelings. But don't get mad at me because you had the arrogance to get out there and make a video and I shamed your ass. Yeah. Little boy, stay in your place.
There you go.
I wouldn't have to talk to you like that, man, if you get out of the place. Hey, we'll be good. So anyway, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, I bless you all, sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon-coming King, Yahshua the Hamashiach. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. the King is coming.
Hallelujah.
Shout them off, man.
We could get off in this moment.